Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure, especially when we got our good friend Mary Cantando back on the show. Mary is one of the top business consultants that I know, especially helping women in their businesses. She is the author of The Woman's Advantage. She produces a wonderful calendar for ladies that I hope I got my order in for next year. Last time we talked, I'll have to ask her about that. But she's got something on her mind today that we haven't talked about before. Mary Cantando, welcome back to the show.
Well, good morning, Jim. It is always great to be here with you.
Good to have you back. Mary, press releases, I've talked about press releases over the years on the show, but I don't think you and I have talked about it, so I was glad you wanted to discuss this. Most small business owners miss a lot of opportunities in a year's time to get free marketing, free brand awareness, free, not advertising, but just awareness of their business for free from the local media, don't they?
Well, you know, it's really true, Jim. And I have to admit, my very first business, I didn't even consider doing press releases. I thought, oh, that's for the big guys. That's the kind of
yeah.
stuff, you know, that the big restaurant chains and the IBMs do, and a small company like mine doesn't need to do press releases. We don't have anything that's even press worthy. So I totally missed the boat on it with my very first.
And you didn't realize that the local media would rather have your press release than the big guys.
Exactly. Especially some of these media, you know, like your local business journals and your industry press
right.
and those kinds of things.
Even radio. These guys need to fill some time sometimes.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right. So but a lot of people don't know the kind of things that you can do a press release on, the kind of things that you can promote through a press release. So I thought maybe we would just chat about that. Well, one thing, last week, for example, I went to an awards luncheon. A friend of mine was recognized as one of the top 25 women in business. So anytime you win any kind of an honor or an award, you know, a lot of people say, oh, I don't want to boast. But it isn't about boasting.
Mm-mm.
It is really about using that as a mechanism to grow your business.
When you're recognized by your peers, I mean, if you're in business, if you have milestones, if you've been recognized, if there's something that is dramatic happening in your business, it's your job as the leader of your company to do what you can to put that word out there. It's not bragging. That's not what this is about.
That's right. So if you personally win an award, or your business wins an award, or one of your products or your services win an award, you really, really want to not overlook that opportunity. Also, another thing is being elected to some kind of a board or
yep.
a commission or a committee. Any of those kind of things you want to do a press release on. And, you know, you may not get a big feature story out of it, of course, but even just a little mention in a section of the local newspaper or the business journal, or as you said, a radio show, even just to mention, every time people hear or read your name or the name of your company, it's further reinforcement that you are a really viable operation.
Here's a good rule of thumb, folks. If you're part of any kind of an organization that's associated with your business, a state trade group, a county trade group, national trade group, whatever it may be, the Chamber of Commerce or whatever, if you've been assigned or have volunteered for or elected to any leadership position, even if it's the second vice chairman of undersecretary's deputy, whatever, it's a leadership position. That's something that you should be telling folks about.
Absolutely. Anything.
Any leadership.
Any leadership position that, and I even say, even a committee, you know, if you've been selected for
right.
such and such committee,
right.
just go ahead. It doesn't hurt to do it. It never hurts to do a press release.
If you got a new product, you're going to be speaking somewhere, mm-hmm. you're going to be doing some speaking, you've made a shift in your business, something that you can't be commercial. You can't talk about your, you know, about something that sounds like it's an advertisement. That won't work at all. It's got to be written as a press release, which when we come back, we're going to get Mary to help us do that and tell you how to distribute it after these messages. 20 till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Right back with Mary Cantando. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.